Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Pats are back on the field. This is your home for every Patriots game. It's Training Camp with Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by AdCare. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's against the defense. Walt Coleman will provide the official analysis momentarily.
Do we get our first shot with a helmet with this new helmet rule? Watch this. He's holding him up. Do we get it right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've all heard about it. If you follow football, you lead with a helmet, it's going to be a penalty and maybe even more.
Personal foul. And this a rough misuse of the helmet. 15-yard penalty from the end of the play. First down.
Hall of Fame game. A couple of calls. They made two calls for leading with the head. Two helmet calls last night. There's also another clip circulating of that call that was made in the end zone that was not related to the helmet. That was a defenseless receiver call, so don't be fooled by that today in the Bears-Ravens game that was played last night. I watched the two plays that they called the penalty on, and I completely understand why they called them that way.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't have any issue with this.
Nope. Perfect.
I really don't. I don't know. I don't see where the controversy is or where the problem is.
The first one was easy right there. And if you look at the release and the fact sheet that the league sent out as to what the way these penalties were going to be called, one of the Raven players had the Bears player wrapped up, had him wrapped up.
Another player came along.
Another player from about 5 yards away. And that's part of it. There you are in a straight line addressing the player. You see the player and he took 5 steps and he ducked the head. And the first thing to hit the player that he was holding up was the helmet. That's an easy one, man.
And the second one was an easy one, too.
But he's coming in there and he levels him with his shoulder, that's a different story.
And I get
probably
why.
You should lead with the crown of your helmet.
The first one's hard because the guy is low. He's low to the ground and he's already wrapped up, so the guy's trying to get low and he leads with the helmet. The second one was stupid. The second one, the guy was standing straight up.
Yeah.
And the guy who had him wrapped was standing straight up and player puts his helmet down for what reason? I'll never understand why, but he did.
He made it easy on him. Last night was easy for the refs.
Again,
Patterson.
That's a guy we're going to be talking about.
People get ready for Cordarrelle Patterson to be your number one receiver.
Whew. That's why it looks
when
so
did
far.
I ever think I'd say that?
So I don't have any issue with the way they called this thing last night in that game.
Man,
It seemed like those were the common sense type of plays. You put your helmet down, you're leading with your head, you're going to get flagged for it. That's the rule now. Jeff is in Nashua on that from last night. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I was watching that Red Sox game, and after it was well in hand, I clicked over to that Hall of Fame game. And sure enough, there's on the screen the refs are in their huddle, the little yellow flag in the corner of the screen. And I'm like, welcome back to football season, boys.
Hell yeah.
And I agree with this new rule, but this is one game. You got to admit the game it's an NFL preseason game. It's going to be run a little slower with these guys until you get the ones out there in a regular season. I'm just telling you, get ready for the 4.5 hour football game. Get ready for one of these calls is going to just completely alter some of these games when it gets close to the end of the season. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be I don't know,
people
fellas.
Keep saying that year after year, the game's going to go longer. Games are going to go longer. A booth review, you stoppages
well,
in the game.
This is different.
The games end from 3 hours to 3:15. It is right there in the sweet spot.
Okay, I'm with Jeff on this part though. This is going to be a messy implementation of it.
Well, they always are when you have
because the players are not going to follow this rule. They're too set in their ways. I think that's what you saw last night. They're so set in their ways, in their way of putting down the helmet and trying to blow a guy up.
Baltimore.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of teams and a lot of players that play like
foundation.
That.
Yeah.
And I do feel like games will take longer because there are more flags. Maybe not. They're not going to be 4.5 hours, but,
They end up 3 to 3:15. They all do.
Okay, I think there will be more games on the 3:15 end of that than
That's
three.
That's fine. I think they'll be fine with that. They have that window.
That's what I'm getting at.
4:25 kick. Yeah.
4.5 hours. That's hyperbole, but you know what he means.
Yeah.
The flow of the game will be interrupted, and I believe they will go longer with the amount of flags because I think prepare yourself for a lot of these penalties to get called this year. Like with any other penalty that they reemphasize or point out before a season starts. This one's new, and they're pointing it out, and they're trying to get guys to change the way they tackle and the way they play. There are going to be a lot of these penalties this year.
Yeah.
Could slow the game down. I think that's a possibility. Chuck in Boston wants to talk about Eric Decker.
Hey,
Chuck, what do you got?
Hey,
Chuck.
What's going on, Beto? How you doing, guy? Long time, yeah, no talk.
Nice.
So we're out here today. We're day drinking. I had about 4 to 10. I had a couple beers, and now basically what's happened, I think Deck is going to be a hot ticket this year. I think he's going for 1,000 yards. Say it again?
Where are you drinking at?
With day drinking in my yard, a couple of us just popped a couple Smirnoffs. I broke one over my head. But I honestly think Deck is going to go for 1,000.
You should enter that townie contest.
Nicky Knuckles.
You should enter that townie contest on Touch or
Rich. Are you North Shore?
I'm in Southview with my boys right now, drinking in the front lot.
Yeah. But dude, that's
can
awesome.
I talk?
It's Chuck and Salty. I'm hanging up with Chuck. It's the old Chuck and Salty. He changes where he calls from all the time.
He's already had 10
He
drinks?
Said Boston today.
He's already had 10 drinks.
I pulled up his history. He had about 6 or 8 different towns listed under all the times he's called us. And
well,
I know who it
was. He moves
Chuck
a lot.
And Salty. I think he actually works with my cousin. My cousin told me that. My cousin Johnny told me that. And he works with him. Chuck and Salty.
Is that a trash pickup?
No. Forget exactly what it is. Some sort of construction related thing. Yeah.
Politics.
I think he works with them.
Dabbling a little politics.
He's probably drinking on the job.
Vending machines, personal loans, and politics.
What's that?
Vending machines, personal loans, and politics.
Yes. All of the above. A little bit. He dabbles in everything. A little bit of everything.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Just hanging out in the yard.
Ellie's in Florida today. Ellie.
Hi. Hi.
Are you watching us on TV?
I am, yes.
Oh, love you.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, guys. I just want
to
call. I'll
wave to you just so you see it.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I
just want to call and wish the GOAT a happy birthday today. And today's my birthday, too. I share my birthday with the GOAT.
Are you 41? Are you 41 today as well?
Actually, no. I'm 47.
Oh.
Reliving
That's
Florida.
That's what I would have guessed.
Huh?
I would have gone with like 57, 61 because of the voice.
So what are you talking
about? No, but the voice.
I would have
Her
gone,
voice sounds
I
older.
I wouldn't have gone a day over 32. So you sound 15 years younger than you are, Ellie.
I know, huh?
You got a young, you got a young voice.
Oh, okay, cool.
Where you live in Florida?
Palm Coast.
Nice. So you get us on the sports package.
On, NBC Sports Boston.
But you sound like you're from Boston, so I'm guessing you're...
I am from Boston, yeah.
Really?
That's where I'm from originally.
Nice.
Where originally?
Abington. It's a small town on the South Shore.
Oh, yeah. I know where
Abington is.
Good. Sure, of course. All right, Ellie. Well, you keep watching.
Are we going to have to put a moratorium on the happy birthday to the GOAT?
No.
Yeah, we've had one.
No, because what I'm going to do, I'm writing all of them
down.
We've had two.
I'm going to write them all down, and then before I get out of here, too, I'm going to take them down and give them to Tom.
Hi.
Tom, I know there's another drop in there that I hope you pulled.
Huh?
There it is. Nice job, T-Bone.
Huh?
By the way, the amount of staff...
Sounds like the lady that made Hardy's sandwich
last
week.
This is not something the amount of staff we have working on this show today is embarrassing. It's an embarrassment of riches. We got Lanny working for us today.
Yeah, I know.
T-Bone's working the board today.
Gotta pay.
Howie's running the board here. Jim is here. Jim Lout is down on the field chasing players.
Jim's so excited. Jim's going to forget he actually has the mic and the thing, and He's just down there chest bumping, guys.
Yeah. What do you do? Jim's, you like, got to follow him with the camera? Can you, Che? We got Che Harris.
Do you remember?
We got Charlie the engineer. We got everybody here. How many more people can work on this show today?
I know.
Call him the intern. He's like half a person.
He's not there.
We count him like half a guy.
Do you remember at the beginning of Rudy when Sean Austin?
Oh, our staff. Everyone, we got all the staff here.
Oh. Yeah. Hi, Jim.
Jim.
Hi, guys.
Do you feel like Rudy, like when he first went to practice at Notre Dame, but he was really at Holy Cross, and you're slapping the guys on the shoulders when he walks by? I'm going to play for this football team one day.
Yeah, I already got spoke to. I have to stay behind the yellow line.
Who spoke you to?
One of the Patriots PR people.
Why? Did you step over the line and they got mad?
I didn't notice there was a yellow line. I just was standing in random
Ooh,
spot.
Ooh, so you got slapped already there.
He's already been slapped on the wrist.
A lot of cameras set up here.
Who do you
like
got?
Somebody's talking here.
Yeah.
Do you think Brady could talk today? It is his birthday.
Oh, it is his birthday.
Could be Edelman,
it might
too.
Might be Edelman. Not confirmed, but it might
be Edelman. All right, so whoever it is, we'll
They know
we'll
who's talking.
Them.
They haven't told you.
A lot of national people down here today, too. I see
like
Rap
who?
Rap Sheet down here.
Rap Sheet?
Ooh.
Tell me what's up.
All right, well, let's do this.
He's inside the yellow line. He's allowed inside the yellow line.
When we come back, we'll be hearing from players because they're wrapping up their practice. That's on the way.
Take a break.
Live from Patriots training camp, Zolak and Bertrand. It is the eighth day of practice, and this hour also sponsored by Apex Entertainment Center. They hosted a big bash for the ninth birthday of the Sports Hub last night. Apex also sponsoring this hour of coverage. You'll hear from players coming off the field next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub. The Pats are back on the field. It's training camp with Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by AdCare. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand live from Patriots training camp. Practice number 8 is in the books. Some guys that are still out here stretching, wrapping up their day. The quarterback group is together on the field. Etling, Brady, Hoyer. And they're joined by a special guest.
Yep. Hardy be so excited if
guests.
He's here today.
Giselle, also known as Gazelle to some circles.
Is that guy Tony? Was his name Tony?
Tony who?
They called yesterday. Says it was a gazelle was the problem.
Well, Giselle is here.
With the two kids.
Looks like the kids are here. And is it sort of awkward? Because it's not like there are other family members out on the field. She's like in the group with in the quarterback stretching.
She's the only one, that only family member that went on the field yet to go down to jump on him to give him a kiss for his birthday.
Special for his birthday.
And the kids are there with him. There's Hoyer standing there smiling.
Who else? Who's in the polo shirt?
I don't know who that big guy is in the polo shirt. Give him a big hug.
Let's see the
She gave him a big hug.
Yeah. Ready? Got to take a look.
Yeah.
Got to take a look down there, see where that is.
Big. It's not his old man.
Can't see. I guess
it's not Uke. No.
I don't know who that is.
Who is that, Jim? Jim's down there.
Who is that guy?
Jim probably passed out.
He's got a hat, sunglasses on. It's hard to see who it is.
Yeah.
Colin Twist and the other guy there had Gazelle as a guest.
Give me my binoculars back.
Yeah, take a look. See what we got. See if you can figure out who that is. Players are coming off the field. It appears that Edelman is probably going to talk to the group, so we're going to have that at the very least. See who else wants to stop by and talk. I know Zoe's been really chomping at the bit there to talk to Brian Hoyer.
I want to ask him about this little birthday thing down there.
You want to ask him what was going on there? Because
you roll your eyes at all at any of this? Yeah.
Or do
you internalize it?
Do you ever remember when was Bledsoe's birthday?
Oh, God. February 14th. Oh,
he's born on Valentine's Day. That's right.
It's so cool to be born on Valentine's Day.
Did you ever have his family come on the field during the quarterback stretching session?
His dad was like, Mac. Dad with his big Wranglers, big jeans and his cowboy hat. Oh, I get it. Hick from the Northwest. Oh, my handlebar mustache. Big motorcycle guy. He's a good dude. I mean, enough already. Ass kiss.
I like it. The backup quarterback in you right now is coming out.
Ass kiss.
This guy, the starter. Oh, yeah. Of course. No. Why don't you invite his whole family out here in the middle of our stretch, huh? Why don't you have them all out here? Oh. Why don't you have a party right here? Why don't we cut the cake now?
Look what we brought you. Oh, cake. Oh, nice. You brought me an $18 cake. I just got a $12 million signing bonus last week.
There it is. There's the jealousy about the money. There's the money part right there. Oh, I hope you like your cake.
Yeah. And we got you some new gloves. And here's a phone charger. Oh, thanks.
Combo's in the car. What do you got, Combo?
Hey, Combo.
Hey, what's going on, Beatles? So.
What's up?
So, in your opinion, who do we have left at wide receiver that you think's talented? Berrios looking.
Braxton Berrios. We've had a couple of calls in recent days about this. He's been a non-factor so far.
Huh.
Your thoughts, though. Braxton Berrios.
He has not caught one ball from Tom Brady in 8 days. So I have no thoughts on him yet.
Zero thoughts. Not much to go on there.
That means you're not on the radar.
So there's that. If you're looking for who's been the shining spot, the bright spot.
So this is interesting.
And the receivers group. It's Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
Cordarrelle Patterson has had an impressive week.
Yeah.
And now 8 practices in. And it seems like every single day he's making a great catch somewhere. On the outside, too, which is a need for the Patriots, and he may fill that need.
Cordarrelle Patterson looks the best on offense. Stephon Gilmore looks the best on defense.
There's
the two biggest takeaways from camp.
There you go.
So that little quarterback group that was down there, you said a big guy with the hat and the kid.
Yeah.
We don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But he was there with Giselle and Tom and that. So the group breaks up, and Giselle and Tom walk behind McDaniels and Belichick, who are standing down there underneath the goalpost.
Okay.
And they just continue to keep walking towards that back corner. But they were literally 2 feet apart. Nothing was really said, from her to anybody. But the guy that was in the group with them went over and talked to Belichick and McDaniels. Shook their hands.
Oh.
So he went over them.
Oh.
It was cordial. Interesting.
And we don't know who that guy is.
Mm.
So you think that Bill and Josh avoided Giselle? Is that what you're saying?
No. Bill and Josh standing 10 feet from him, planted, just talking.
Yeah, they're standing there talking right
Tom
now.
And Giselle just went. Walked right by them.
Didn't say hello.
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
It is Copen.
Is it?
It looks like Copen.
Are you sure? Oh. Jim says it's Dan Copen.
How you see me, honey?
Hardy, what are you cackling at back there?
Zoom in on Beetle. I'll take a quick look at this. I think it is Copen.
The smell of the earth is my favorite smell. It just smells like wet earth and...
Yes, wet earth.
It's 100% Copen.
Okay, good.
Dan Copen. Oh, played for Bill.
So that's why he would have talked to both of those
of course.
Guys. Played for both of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan Copen and Giselle are friendly, huh?
Damn good center.
Look at that. Dan Copen's a guy. Why didn't you bring the guitar today for his birthday?
Maybe she played him a song.
You can play Happy Birthday.
Can you imagine she wrote him a birthday song?
All right, now Brady is going to go run to the crowd here. So I'm curious to know how this is going to play out. Is he going to the crowd? What's he doing?
Where?
You see him on the far corner of the field. He's going to do something.
He went over to talk to the military families. Nice touch.
Oh, I gotcha.
Nice touch.
No media.
And no players have come off yet. Jim Louth. None? Got none down there at this point?
They're all just lingering.
Really screwing up our day. Don't
you
they
doing
know
anything down there, Louth?
What's that, though?
You doing anything down there?
No, I'm standing close to the PR people to wait for our guys to come over. Uh-huh. And then standing also close to Edelman waiting for him to go to the podium.
And nobody has left.
No, a lot of families out here today.
Families.
And have fun.
We went to get Chung on for us, but Chung's kids are here, so he's obviously taking, talking to his kids. And
what about Edelman?
Edelman's, I don't see Edelman. He's nowhere to be seen.
You say we're standing next to him.
No,
I'm standing next to the podium.
Oh,
he's
going to
talk. Got a camera set up.
He's going to talk, but we don't know where he is at the moment.
Mm. Rochi confirms it was Copen, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Rochi.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate it, Rochi. looking forward to Rochi's call next week.
He's
across
working.
The Patriots Radio Network. Proud to be partnered with Dan Roach.
Get ready to hear Roachy on the radio.
617-779-0985.
Roachy's doing radio call next
That's
up,
right.
Thursday.
You're going to TV. Roachy's going to radio. You excited about that, Zoe?
Yeah, I got Facebook TV.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Your hair looks good today, by the way.
Feels good.
Yeah.
That trimmed up.
You're keeping that coiffed in place.
Yeah, they call it coiffed.
Coiffed.
Yeah.
A lot of product in there today?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't want to have yesterday happen again.
Well, I don't look like something flying. About Mary or Donald Trump's hair flying.
It was flying all over the place yesterday. Glad you've gotten that sorted out today. All right, so when the players do come off, we will be hearing from somebody. Thought it would have happened by now. I know that the tweets from camp have started rolling in.
Have they
not? Hmm. I've seen a few. Seen a few of those tweets about what happened today in camp. And I can tell you, it was a decent day. Decent day to watch if you were here as a fan. There were things happening.
Yeah.
There was action on the field. It was not like yesterday. Yesterday we had a lot of special team stuff. Today was a better day.
McDaniels and Belichick are still talking on that far goal line. They haven't moved. They haven't moved in about 10 minutes. And Bill just continues. Oh, they're starting to move now.
And now
they just break apart. Oh, Bill loves twirling that whistle. And man, Claiborne still working out. I'll tell you what. Defensive line, I like what I'm seeing from the defensive line. Guys that want to practice, guys that want to be out here, seem excited to play. Seems like they're controlling the line of scrimmage. Wise, Butler, you know, down the list. That's going to be fun to watch Trey Flowers and Claiborne on that same side. Then what Hightower kind of give us a little bit, a little defensive line meeting stuff
yep.
with Brett Bielema, right? That's
yep.
how you say Bielema.
Bielema.
I'll get it right.
No, you got it right.
Yeah, Bielema.
You're good.
So walking up high into that mix, too, now. It gives you a little bit of a five-down look, but you could also walk him around, which confuses guys on protections. So,
by the way, Kenny Britt was in pads today at the start of practice, but he did not participate in any drills. Paul Perillo had a tweet on it. Britt started in pads, did not do any competitive drills before leaving. He briefly returned with no pads or helmet, spoke to some teammates, and left again. Mm-hmm. On day 8 of training camp. That's where your guy, Kenny Britt, is at, everybody. That's where he's at today.
At least he's in uniform.
Barely.
Picture day.
barely in uniform today. So that's what we have on that front. 617-779-0985. Chris is in Natick. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up? Hey, you know what? I got a side salute last night. That
Aren't
guy's a
lucky.
Great guy. I know you guys battle and stuff like that, but he's a great guy.
I love Sarge. Great human being.
he is a great guy, man.
It's called ball awesome breaking. Fight. Yeah.
How come you weren't there last night?
Last night?
Yeah, at Apex.
I was having some stuff done in the afternoon. Some work.
Right.
I love okay. Apex, though. Why, you work up there?
I don't know. Yeah, no. He's gone.
Apex, Maz does a lot of the advertising for it.
Yes, he does.
60,000 square foot space, man. It's unreal up there. Like during summer, you want to take your kids, indoor go-kart. They got hatchet throwing. Not that you let your kids throw the hatchet. So, yeah. Arcades, bowling, golf simulators. It's awesome up there. Bars.
All right. I don't know where we're
just,
at.
They're just mulling around. This is as. Okay.
In seconds, and we're going to hang on then.
So we're going to hang on. Hang tight. Second Julian Edelman starts talking to you, we'll bring it to you live. That's why we're here.
And that is why we're here.
People were asking for you last night at Apex, though. It is an impressive place.
Isn't it awesome there? Is that your first time?
First time out there. It's unbelievable.
Did you take the kids?
I did not.
Oh.
Well, I will be taking them soon. Like maybe like even next right. week. And
Hardy, got to cut you off. Julian Edelman speaking.
I think we're more worried about what we got going on right now, right here. He's a good player, and if he is, it is. I haven't seen anything. Mostly just focus on trying to go out here and get our unit to do better and focus on the little things, such as lining up right and not going jumping off sides and getting my route depths right, along with the other guys in the room. So if he comes, he comes. If he doesn't, he doesn't. So I'm worried about Hogan, Malk, Phil, Little Honey Nut Berrios, Riles, Dev, PT, CP, and KB. I mean, that's who ultimately we worry about.
Did you get Tom something for his birthday?
I did not get him anything for his birthday yet. Yeah. It's hard to shop for a guy that has everything.
And then after that NCAA practice, Cordero was pretty critical of himself and his play, so that he was thinking too much and not really just focusing on football. From working with him, what have you noticed?
With who, Cordero?
Yes.
You know, he's a great guy to be around. He works hard. He's very athletic. And he definitely helps push the unit. So, you know, I'm happy we got him. And he can contribute in a whole another way. He's very versatile. You know, and just from his track record, you know, I'm glad we have him.
I know last week when you spoke, you said that you feel good, but you're still being mindful of your injury. How has this week felt?
It's been a grind. Honestly, just trying to, you know, get your legs to, I mean, you're compounding day after day after day after day. You know, when you're working in the off season, you may put three together. You know, I think we're on, what, eight today. So you're always trying to go out and get better, and I have to get a lot better. I feel like I got to get my legs under me a lot more. I don't have my camp leg. I don't have football legs, and it's evident out there. You know, you get tired, you create bad habits. You don't run your routes right, and you get yelled at in meetings for it. And I'm expecting to do that because, you know, I got to pick it up. It wasn't as good as I wanted it today, or you know, and that's because I'm not in the best shape right now. And that's,
what do you can do to get that shape back?
You just keep on going out and you grind. You know, you keep on when you're tired. When you don't feel well. You know, you gotta be able to perform when things aren't going great. And yeah, that's what this does. That's what 8 days in a row does, and that's what going out and training camp. You know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel right now. You gotta go out and embrace it, and then take advantage of each day.
Are you anxious to get to a preseason game just to maybe help you out even further? You know,
definitely. You know, when it comes, it comes. But ultimately, I'm more anxious for, you know, to see how I feel tomorrow, and you know, what I can do, and go from there.
So when you guys every year in camp, you guys celebrate Tom Thibodeau. Do you think he likes the attention and having it so public like this every year?
I don't know. I don't think he's really kind of a dorky, like shy guy. So I don't know if he likes it or no. He doesn't. But you know, when you're singing "Happy Birthday" to Brady, you know it's football season.
How incredible is it to see him perform at such a high level at age 41?
I mean, it's very incredible. You know, we're not that young anymore. Wedding Crashers. So it's you know, he's the GOAT.
What's it like working with Berrios? Karen, you like, it's like
Honey Nut?
It's like looking in a time machine.
Honey
like,
Nut Berrios.
Honey
right?
Nut Berrios, best Twitter name ever. is it like looking at yourself 10 years ago when you see those guys?
You know, little things you do see, just the confusion or you know, I mean, you gotta think about it. You're a young guy and you're going into a whole new system. You're going into a new part of the country you probably haven't been. And, you know, you got to learn calculus when you just got out of regular math. So, you definitely can relate to a lot of those things and try to help them out as much as possible to get them to feel a little more comfortable. And I think that's what we all try to do. We all try to learn from each other and then help each other out. And that's what, you know, as a veteran, you got to do, I guess. It's weird.
Okay, that is Julian Edelman speaking after practice. Let's go right back down to the field. We welcome in from the New England Patriots, Patrick Chung, joining us on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
What's going on, Chung? How the little easier practice, I guess you could call that one, right? Fair to say you guys might put the pads on and hit tomorrow?
I mean, I wouldn't say easy.
Not easy. You know what
I'm saying? Day eight, though. I mean, give the guy a break.
I'll say we're in shape. We did get a couple breaks in, so we'll take that, man.
Hey, you were the one that was throwing the ball down on goal line yesterday when defense flipped and played offense, right?
Yeah, I suck, though.
Yeah, we can see that from up here. I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
It's all good.
Were you afraid of the nose tackle, Trent Brown?
Not until he was in my lap. It was fun, though, man.
How do you feel about 41-year-olds celebrating their birthday? This really bothers Zoe. It's really
creepy.
Eating at him today.
It's
he doesn't
so
like
creepy.
It. He doesn't like the balloons.
Did you get him anything, Patrick? Did you get him anything for his birthday?
I got him ear hole hair shavers. It's great.
You're kidding, right? Yeah.
No, I didn't. Nah, bro. I mean, hey, man. He's here. He's here. He doesn't matter how old he is, man. He's still going.
Secondary looks like they're a confident group this year. Gilmore, you've talked to me about this in the offseason. Same thing with Devin. They said, wait until you see Stephon with a year under his belt, another year, and how we come out as a unit. Fair to say that that's strengthened defense right now?
Yeah, I would say that. We have a lot of communicating to do, but I mean, we're so early in this thing. You know it already. So like we're super early in here, but it's looking good so far. And you know, guys are coming along. The young guys are pretty good, so we got to get them on the same page, and you know, we'll be all right.
What about the group you're competing against? The receivers, a lot of new faces over there.
Yeah, but they're good though. I mean, you see all these one hand catches that CP's getting. So I mean, they're good, man. They work hard, you know, and you know every phase of the game they play special teams. So I mean, it's a good group.
Pat, you play with guys in the league, and they get tagged a special team guy. You know, guys like Bolden, Slater, you know, Ebner, you name it. Yeah. So this guy Patterson comes out. You know, he's one of the best, or maybe the best kick returner in the league. Now all of a sudden, he's getting major reps with Brady. Is it shocking how good he's been to you, just based that he's been a you know returner his whole career?
Nah, I don't think so at all. He's a good player. I mean, he's just versatile. He can do a lot of things, and you know, he got a chance, and he's taking full advantage of it. So hopefully, we can keep going.
You feel like the defense has made you know a lot of progress. It's still 8 days. I know you say it's early, but 8 practices.
You're moving around more than you guys have. In
that's
other
a lot
camps.
Of work, and the defense looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean we're working, bro. I mean we're keeping it fast so everyone's in condition and all that stuff. So I mean we're a work in progress. We'll see how it goes.
You ready to hit somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah. All right, Patrick.
Thanks,
appreciate
Patrick.
Your time, man. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, boss.
See you at the gavel.
Yeah, sir.
It's a spot.
Patrick Chung with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. The defense has been the pleasant surprise at this camp. It has.
But you understand what I'm saying? They're moving around more than before in other camps where this could be a philosophical coordinator shift or switch to where Matt Patricia wants to keep things basic. Let's rep it. Let's create the foundation. And then we advance things as we go throughout the course of the year. You know, bringing guys like Hightower up in the A gap, B gap, moving him around. He was inside the tackle box. He was outside it.
Right.
Gilmore standing over the ball, waiting as the offense breaks the huddle. I don't ever remember them coming out and playing a lot of man early in camp. It's usually like soft shell cover two. You're the left guy. You're the right corner. Here's Gilmore just standing there waiting. It's like when Revis was here. So maybe there's a communication part here, too, that – hey, I'm Brian Flores, and I know what you can do, Stephon. You'd love to play man. So I'm not going to sit here, I'm not going to beat my head against it and say, we want you to play soft shell cover two, and then we want to communicate this backside stuff and then run across and chase guys. Nah, this is what you do well. They maybe have some schemes here to where most of the defense is playing sort of a zone concept, but you got Gilmore. It's like a box and one in basketball, and you got Gilmore chasing maybe their number one receiver. It's going to be fun, I think, to watch this defense come around.
Patrick Chung mentioned... you said CP. That's what they're calling Cordarrelle Patterson, who's made a spectacular catch once a day.
It's like hockey now.
Once a day.
Edelman's got nicknames for everybody.
Once a day, the guy's made a big catch. All right. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls on not only the Patriots, but Red Sox win last night, the Hall of Fame game and the officiating, that rumored deal. A reported deal, I should say, that Goodell put on the table for Brady.
And men buying birthday
and
presents.
And birthday presents and celebrating birthdays when you're 41. Zoe has an issue with this. And I really want you to express all of the issues you have with it when we come back, so don't go anywhere.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox and Yankees will play the second of their four-game set tonight. It's Luis Severino to the mound for the visitors. 14-4 on the year with a 2.94 ERA. Rick Porcello gets the start for the Red Sox. He's 13-4 on the season with a 4.03 earned run average. The Sox got the win 15-7 last night. An 8-run fourth inning that lasted 46 minutes for the Red Sox portion of it. Once again, game two tonight at Fenway Park. Patriots continue training camp today. Zolak and Bertrand just chatting with Patrick Chung. More on the way from Foxborough. WGC Bridgestone Invitational. Ian Poulter, 2 under through 8 holes today. Match that with his 62 from yesterday. He's 10 under par, two strokes clear of Siwoo Kim. Headlines are brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss Brad Paisley live at Xfinity Center on Saturday, August 11th. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the practice field. Training camp coverage is sponsored by AdCare. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Brady's birthday, he's 41, and the entire time we were listening to Julian Edelman, Zoe would get more and more mad watching Tom Brady, who after practice started signing autographs and went along the rope in front of the long bleachers that run the sideline, and then made his way through the end zone. He stopped like every 12th person and gave some scribble. That's not when you get the best signatures, so
no. Like that girl the other night that had the quick scribble on her arm,
and then she tattooed it. It was a bad signature.
Like, get the real one.
No.
You know what? That's kind of cool because that's what was on her arm.
I'll tell you this, though. To pay for the signature net these days, it's $1,000. It's $1,000. Entry price, $1,000 for Brady to get something signed.
Yeah.
When he does his TriStar signings.
Maybe somebody should have got him a new pen or something for his birthday. Yeah. New marker.
Good Sharpie.
So
you're really annoyed with this.
Okay, I got up today.
Yeah?
Got up early, and we kind of set up the kitchen and packed the little bags and that because it's our little 14-year-old's birthday.
She's 14.
She's a girl, and she likes nice little pretty things and kind of do it nice because it's your kid.
That's still a kid.
So there was a reporter today. They got up probably about the same time I did, probably earlier. Because you got to be down here earlier before the team comes out, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a little press pass, get up there.
Okay.
So somebody get up today. Got in the shower.
Yep.
Shaved.
Okay.
Put on what they were going to wear down here. Got their little lanyard with the little press pass.
Just like this.
Yep. Went out, sat in the sun for about a 3-hour practice.
Lanyard.
And then once they release the hounds, you go down right along the fence to the lower end line here, close to us. And then you make your way on the other side of a yellow line.
Stay behind the yellow
God
line.
God forbid you stay on the other side of the yellow line.
Jim Lyles learned today. You got slapped.
And somebody stood there and held a mic. As Julian Edelman talked for the second time to the press during this camp.
And the question was?
And he asked the man, what did you get Tom Brady for his birthday? He asked another man, what did you get another man for his birthday? Hart, are you there?
Yeah.
Now I've
Hardy, you understand my
full disclosure
with this.
I
who the hell was that?
I've purchased you a birthday gift before. You've purchased me a birthday gift before.
Yeah, but something funny comes up. I mean,
but
we've been doing this for 4 years now.
They were marquee numbers.
We've been counting them down. You had a freaking petting zoo out here last year with a big goat.
But it was 40. That's a big one. That's like
40's
big 10-year round number birthdays.
Like,
you know, a lot of people have 40th birthday parties, 50th birthday parties.
I had my 50th little surprise party last year. That was nice, but I didn't want a big one. I made that quite clear.
I know. I still got your gift.
I think he likes this.
Still got you a little something.
Does he like this? He likes this. Like, he plays along.
He enjoys it. There was a guy.
Fondling.
This is what Seth.
She ran
Seth Zoe over the edge. Zoe went over the edge when he saw there was a person, a staffer. I don't know who they were.
Oh, this poor Patriot staffer.
Who
I'm
had
not
to
making
carry,
fun of the staffer.
Who had to carry and hold on to balloons.
Flowers and balloons.
And followed Brady to take the flowers and balloons from the crowd and walk behind Brady and hold them the entire time.
I'd get the shakes if I was this person. I'd go home. I'd punch myself in the forehead like 75 times. Then I hold my hand.
Because that's your job and that's what you're forced
like,
to do.
This is my gig.
There's worse jobs in the world than doing that.
To Brady's credit, he ran around and tried to sign as many autographs. It was a quick one. Boom, 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 boom. But at least he stayed out on his birthday as people were wishing him happy birthday and did a couple signings along the way. But there was this whole crew following him. The cops are backing him up.
Well, he had to go do the signing to take the gifts. Did he not?
There's this team person running behind him carrying balloons.
Balloons.
That sent me over the edge.
Someone's going, who has to carry the balloons? We're carrying balloons now?
Yeah, well, people want to give him balloons.
What do you call Kevlar ones? Is that what it is? Kevlar?
Mylar.
Mylar.
Kevlar is what they make, like, bulletproof vests out of.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You shoot that balloon, you're like, putting a hole in that
thing. Mylar balloons is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Kevlar balloon.
Big Mylar balloon.
A strong balloon.
A big Mylar balloon says, happy birthday.
They should have made the Hindenburg out of Kevlar.
Yeah, maybe.
It helped.
Yeah.
It helped.
Yeah. 617.
So you understand my angst, Artie? Well, you get it, Artie?
I'm sorry. Tom was talking to me about show-related material. What was that?
Oh, do you understand Zoe's rage and frustration to celebrating a 41-year-old?
Like a man.
Yes.
Like,
I
got friends. I got best friends. I couldn't tell when a damn birthday is. You know how I know? Because stupid-ass Facebook tells me.
And listen, I think it may be a bit of a gender thing because
he's Metro.
Amy does this. Beetle, I don't know what it's like in your house. My wife, they acknowledge their friends' birthdays with little gifts and cards and all this stuff. And then, you know,
yeah, girls, they're women.
Yeah, my wife's like, it's like, oh, you know, it's Steve's birthday today. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll call him. That's all that's required. Like, maybe you put a phone call in to your close friends, or if you see someone at work, oh, yeah, happy birthday. You know, that's it. That's all that's required. What do you, balloon animals? What do you want, a pony ride? You're 41.
And that wasn't the first question. Would you get him? Remember Gronkowski? Gronkowski was asked it 2 days ago. Would you get him for the birthday? He's like, nothing yet. Like, how stupid is this question?
Yeah, it's just not something we do.
This is, we're in a weird zone right now.
Get each other little gifts. No, and they're nice, and of course you'll always accept them, but it makes you feel almost a little uncomfortable.
Weird.
It's like,
weird.
Thank you for the gift. You know, but I know I'm not going to get
weirdo.
You any. I'm not going to get you anything for your birthday. So now,
no,
there's
but
a, now there's
unless,
an imbalance.
Unless
now there's an
unless
imbalance
it's
in
one
of
the unless there's a party and it's one of the, like, again, big round numbers.
Right.
30, 40, 50, 60,
calls.
Whatever.
We had two calls today extending. One of us to extend birthday wishes to Brady on our show.
It's not necessary. It's just
it's like a waste of air.
Pretty much.
Sorry.
Let's go to some calls.
Love the quarterback.
We will do that coming up after the top of the hour. We're going to get a check of the headlines at the top of the hour from Hardy. We'll get back into some of the items of the day.
Hey, if it's your birthday, call in. If you want to get birthday shout-outs.
No,
and
we
wishes,
don't do that.
Yeah, sure we do.
Yeah. We're going to get into the report out of this new book on Tom Brady and Deflategate and the deal that he was apparently offered by Roger Goodell. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.